The Odd Pod. Odd Pod.
Hello, welcome to The Odd Pod. Back into the archives again today at Manx Radio Towers to bring you another episode of Kelly's Eye with historian Peter Kelly and Manx Radio broadcaster David Collister. This was first recorded and broadcast in 1992 and concerns a lift in Douglas.
Peter, what's Kelly's Eye looking at today?
Well, I'm looking up today, David. I don't know how far up, quite a distance. I'm looking at a box, a white box, painted white, that is. It's got windows in the front, it's got windows in the side, and many people have used it, particularly those who wish to go up in the world.
Tens of thousands of people, properly described perhaps as a carriage?
You could call it a carriage, I suppose. Technically, you could call it some form of railway, because it actually runs on wheels on those tracks that are in front of us. Although it's propelled electrically and runs under the title of a lift, the Falcon Cliff Lift, which of course you find just off the promenade here at Douglas and takes you up to the Falcon Cliff Hotel.
Regrettably out of use now, I believe, but obviously in its heyday it has been a boon to the holidaymakers particularly.
Well, very much so when you start to count the wooden steps alongside it and just think how many there are to get from this level up to the top. This present lift is, it's not old by old standards. It dates in fact from 1925. It was manufactured by Wadsworths, who do normally, and still do I think, produce lifts for hotels. It replaced a much older lift, which in fact was not on this site. This site is comparatively recent at the end of Palace View, but the previous lift was on the other side of the hotel and over to our right, David, and that ran down to the promenade where the Doric Hotel was later built. Now that lift goes back into the 1880s. Now the hotel itself, the building, we have looked at it in one of our programmes, started as a private residence, and then in 1884 they created a holiday venue up there. In 1886 they built a large pavilion on the opposite side of the road, which was used for dancing and all sorts of things, and the lift in fact is from the 1884 date, the original lift. Two lifts, carriages, as one went down the other one went up. And we know from the local paper that during the winter of 86-87, Mr. Knox, the engineer, that's the father of Archibald Knox, replaced the hydraulic system. It was a water system, whereas, as I say, one went down, one went up. He replaced that with a gas engine, an Otto gas engine, and of course that much improved things. Now, at some point in time, and I don't know the date, the lift was taken down and actually went out to Port Sodrick. And early postcards of Port Sodrick, you will see the twin carriages.
Yes, that's right. So the same, the whole thing was removed and placed there?
Placed there.
So there's no evidence now of the old lift opposite to this one?
Only if you go up to the top, you can see a little bit of stonework at the side of the hotel. It's sort of much grown over in trees now as to where that ran. Now, I assume its replacement, once it went to Port Sodrick, ran in a similar position. But it's interesting to note in the town hall records, in 1898 there was a scheme to put in a new lift in this position, and it did not run up the cliff as we have here, sort of the line set on the cliff face, but in fact was a vertical lift, as you get in some of the seaside towns in England going from the beach to the upper promenade. Yes. So in other words, you went straight up in a lift and then walked out along a platform to get back to the level. There's even one in Malta, in fact, on a hospital, but that was not built, so presumably it was a straight replacement. And that's why the Doric, which regrettably now has gone to make way for the new apartments of the palace, that was not built until considerably after all the other hotels on the promenade, because of the gap where you could go to the lift. So this one, plans were approved 1925, early part of 25, and I take it then it was in operation for the 1925 season.
So through the 20s, the 30s, and again after the war, it must have seen, well, how many passengers? I don't know, tens of thousands, maybe millions over the years.
Well, I think we can increase on your tens of thousands to hundreds of thousands. I suppose there's the possibility that in, what, from 1925 to last year, Yes, you may well have had your millionth passenger. So hopefully one day it'll commence again. It's not inoperative, it's just uneconomic. So perhaps someone will come along who'd like to see it running in the same way that we've seen Growdle Railway restored over the years.
Would it be practical to move it from here and use it elsewhere?
Oh, I would think so. I mean, looking at the state of the lines underneath, they're in reasonable condition, but of course, like most things, they're always best in the place in which they were intended. But if that's not to be the case, then yes, if it was operating somewhere else, it would be better than not operating at all.
Well, sadly, since that was recorded, nobody has taken up the challenge of restoring the Falcon Cliff lift. It remains on Douglas Promenade in a bit of a sorry state, which I think is a real shame. There might still be time to save it before it surrenders itself to the elements.
The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod.